do you realise that I'm a story of a listener's dream come true? Because I used to hear you guys years ago, or not years ago, but well before I had the ticket.
Yeah.
Well, now I've got the ticket and I can talk back at you. Well, why don't a few other listeners do likewise? Oh boy, you'd be in trouble then, wouldn't you?
Well, it's like this. I was exactly the same. I used to listen to these missions that used to come from another station down the road.
That was close by.
And I thought, now this would be fantastic to have super missions on 160 metres. And, well, I've got it. Very good.
You almost didn't have it.
Yes, it's... Yeah. Yes, that's how I think... The Branch was the originator.
Yes.
He started it all off and everybody else... It's just that there's new generations of...
Yeah. Well, as far as I can see, the Agar did... The only other person who ripped him off was the... Well, of course, there was... First of all, there was a Branch.
Yeah.
And his cronies way back then.
He used to do crossbands at 2 metres AM all the time.
That's right.
And, look, it didn't matter when you listened. The Saturday morning programs were really popular. I used to just wake up on Saturday morning and you'd lie in bed listening to the Saturday morning missions.
Look, I remember...
They used to broadcast continuously, virtually, in the late 60s or
That's
something.
Right.
That's right.
Around about the late 60s and the early 70s.
Continuous.
It didn't matter when you turned on.
Continuous crossband.
I found out about that by, you know, and that's how I got introduced to amateur radio, just by building a crystal set and all I could pick up was Tony.
But now the Branch doesn't come on anymore.
No.
Not very much.
Now the ASC
has
taken over.
You see, before I leave, I'll have to make sure somebody else has taken over. Now, what's wrong with the back? You've got a licence.
Yeah.
Where's your power?
That's... I haven't got enough power. I've only got 10. Ten watts.
But I remember... You used to always turn to 160 and you'd hear that fan in the background and the 2 a.m.
The 2 a.m. crossbands always
exactly.
Sound interesting for some odd reason.
That's right. Did you hear Gary Wideyou, who was here last night?
Liz.
Now, why doesn't... Because he's busy these days, isn't he?
He's a busy man on the...
On the sofa.
Yes. I have to pick up for that. The first generation were the 2 metre ones.
Yes.
Then we got the second generation ones, which went over to 80, and they were with the DC man.
That's right, yeah.
But the DC man used to be on 160 a lot.
Yeah.
Remember? And he used to do late night missions.
Yeah.
And then the third generation were the first lot of your crossbands. And now we've come into the fourth generation where you still got crossbands.
But you must have volumes of useless tapes.
They're not useless. Because you imagine in 20 years' time we can hear what a fool you were.
You're raising them. You say you're standing for
Parliament.
Parliament.
And all these people, there's all this scandal in the paper. Dave's tapes found. Mystery listener drops tapes into the Age office. And you see transcripts of Henry written out in the paper.
But you know how people complain about crossbands? They've been going for about 10 years. I mean, they're just, you know...
Just of late that they've... Really, in the past couple of months.
That people have been listening to them that
yeah,
never used
right.
to listen.
Because once upon a time they never used to listen after about 8 o'clock in the evening I went to bed.
That's right.
For some reason people were tending to stay up later.
Before the Branch did them, was anything else comparable of technical interest that used to come on?
Look,
do you know?
It was... What?
Before the Branch did
that's
what
right, I just sort of heard an echo, so...
Oh.
Oh, he used to talk to the dad cock a bit.
And they were quite interesting, those cock missions.
They were, because you could understand them, although now when he talks to the cock...
They're too techie.
They're so technical. And
you
they
hear
talk about...
about
all these digital things, and I don't understand digital things, I don't want them particularly.
That's right.
Really, ICs and digital... What's his name and who's he what's it's interest me in the least.
Because every time you go to talk to the Adcock, he starts talking about his analog computers and...
Yes, I wouldn't know what an analog computer was. I don't know what it means, nor do I care. And flip-flops...
binary functions, doesn't it?
Something like that. I'm only interested in putting missions onto the air. I don't care about digitals.
And all this flip-flop business.
Brigades.
I don't know what on earth that's all about.
You can imagine all these techie people listening.
They'll be furious.
Yeah.
Because they put out all these books about digital electronics and nobody ever reads them.
That's important for the state of the art.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, I'm not very state-of-the-art. I'm starting to fall behind now.
You're not very artistic at all.
No.
As I was saying...
It's all bells around here now.